Well, we've gathered together to worship. And in doing that, we are also going to encourage each other as we worship. So I want you to think about the person who's sitting next to you, or the person sitting closest to you, and understand that as you sing this morning and as we pray,
Father, we
Father, you've heard from us already this morning. We love you, and we will worship you. You have blessed us, and now we give back to you our tithes. We give to you our offerings. In Christ's name, we do this act this morning. Amen.
Please stand with us as we begin. The God of wonders. Lord of all creation, water, earth, and sky. Heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy,
Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. Early in the morning, I will celebrate the light. When I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth.
You may be seated.
Savior is Jesus, my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand. With numberless blessings each moment He crowns, and filled with His fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, oh, glory to God for such a Redeemer as mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand, and covers me there with His hand. When clothed in His brightness, transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in Your hand, crafted into Your perfect plan. I'm captured by Your holy calling. Set me apart. I know You're drawing me to Yourself. Lead me, Lord, I pray. Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Call me, guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand. You gently call me into Your presence, guiding me by Your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through Your eyes. I'm captured by Your holy calling. Set me apart. I know You're drawing me to Yourself. Lead me, Lord, I pray. Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Call me, guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand.
This week, I was really struggling. And the demons that I struggle with, all of us have them, they're just different. But the demons that I struggle with are feeling valuable and needed and like I matter. And the enemy was really telling me that the world would be a better place if I weren't here. And I know that to be direct lies from the enemy. But I hadn't been feeling well, and I was just physically really down, and I was really vulnerable. And I was not able to do the things that I expect of myself. I was not able to be there for people that I wanted to be there for. In fact, I was having a hard time thinking about anything besides myself. And I reached out to a couple of loved ones and said, I really need you to pray for me. And God intervened in my life in so many ways. Things that He put before me to read. And I read about His grace and how I cannot put my hope in anything except Jesus Christ and His death on the cross for me. I can't put my hope in my ability to perform, my ability to encourage others the way I know He wants me to, but I can't put my hope in that. I can't put my hope in my health. I can't put my hope in my husband being there for me or someone else doing something for me. I can't put my hope in being financially secure, my job, my anything. I can't put it in anything because all those things and people will all fail. The only thing that I can put my hope in is God. And He came through for me. And I tell you, I went to work, and just in little ways, He showed me, Priscilla, this person needed you here today. You were here to do this today. And God's love is so great. And that just came through to me. His love for me is supreme. There's nothing else about His character, His judgment, any of that. Sometimes those seem bigger, like parts of His character are bigger. And I grew up feeling that, a lot of judgment. That isn't God. His love is supreme in every single thing that He allows into my life. Every single thing. His love for me reigns over it all. And I just thank Him for that today. And I hope that you too will put your trust only in God.
Music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
We are going to move into communion, taking communion and then a time of prayer. And we're going to put those two things together this morning. Roger will come in a minute and help me, and we'll pass the elements out to you, first the bread and then the juice. And then I would ask that you would hold those through our time of prayer, and then we will take the elements together at the conclusion of our prayer time. Communion is about remembering. Remembering what Jesus means to us. Remembering the Jesus of Scripture. Remembering His promises. Remembering His teachings. Remembering the salvation that He brings to your life. The new life that He has given to you when you've confessed Him as your Lord and Savior. Remember the blessings. Is life easy? No, it's not easy. Today is the Sanctity of Life Sunday. I saw an interesting little thing the other day that 100% of the people alive today were not aborted. Just think about that. Just think about that a little bit. Okay? Sanctity of life. It's God's gift to us. God's gift to us. Is it easy? No, it's not. For those of you that were here at Sunday school, you heard me share about Mike and Jennifer, particularly Jennifer. She's been in the hospital this week. They dismissed her yesterday. They've made the decision to stop all treatments. And so they will, I don't even know how to finish the sentence. But you know what that means. When you stop treatment for a disease that she has, cancer, which is spread throughout her body, They know that the days are limited, and only God knows the number of those days. And so they're concentrating on each and every day, each and every day, each and every moment. So when we come to the prayer time this morning, I would ask that you pray particularly for Jennifer, Mike, as he's going to be the caregiver for her, and the boys, Colin and Ethan. This week for me in ministry is one of those weeks where it seems almost every day, beginning with Monday, there was a phone call, there were visits to my office of people in crisis. Life happens around us, doesn't it? And it happens to us. I'm so glad for the gift of life. It's great. Aren't you glad that you're here today? Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, does it? It doesn't. But yet we give praise to God for the breath that we have, the life that He's given us to live. Because He has given us life to live through Him. And in through Him, we find meaning in life. So, our congregation, you, those that aren't here this morning, and there's a number of them. But there are issues for probably most of us in life. Things that we struggle with. And as I challenged the adults this morning in the Sunday school class, don't feel that you have to bear these burdens alone. The challenges that come to you in life, find somebody to connect with. Find somebody to have a conversation with. God has put us together to be connecting. He's put us together to be relational with each other. Do not struggle on your own. Find somebody, as Priscilla just gave testimony. There is value in connecting. Even if it's just venting to somebody. If you have to scream, be careful how you scream. But it's okay. Read the book of Lamentations. The writer of that is lamenting. He's complaining to God about life and the journey that he's on. But we cannot forget the end of the journey is coming back to God and giving Him praise for who He is. So communion, it's a time of taking the elements, the bread, and holding the bread and visualizing the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. In my life, I hope and I pray that I never have to endure that kind of pain and suffering. He didn't have to do that. He could have spoken a word and it had been done. God could have chosen some other way to have His Lamb, the Lamb of God, sacrifice for the forgiveness of your sin and my sin, but He didn't. He chose His Son, and His Son said, "Yes, I'll do it, Dad." And He did it. So take the bread and hold the bread and remember the broken body. Remember what He did to Himself for you, for me. And then take the cup. Take the cup and hold it. And understand that that cup is a symbol of the spilled blood of Jesus Christ. Again, without blood in our bodies, we would be dead. And it was the spilling of His blood. He gave His life for you and for me, for the forgiveness of sin. Roger and I will pass out the bread. And again, take the element and hold on to it until we take it together at the conclusion of our prayer time. meal with his disciples, they did not know, they did not understand the impact of what Jesus was saying to them. Oh, yes, they learned. And so have we, as we look back on the life of Christ as recorded for us in Scripture. It's a small piece of bread. It's a small cup of juice. But yet the gift given to us by Christ is so, so great. Again, as you're holding the elements, think about your life. The God moments of your life, which would be each and every day as a God moment. But yet in life, we know that there are those special moments in time that hold special meaning to us as we remember life. The gift of life lives through Jesus Christ. And if you would like to come to the altar and pray this morning, I invite you to do that. You bring the elements with you, the cup and the juice, and just kneel at the altar. But I would invite you to do that, a special time of prayer with God our Heavenly Father, remembering the gift He gave to us through His Son. Let's pray together. Father, You've given to us a prayer as a simple way of having conversation with You. Prayer isn't meant to be fancy or full of elaborate thoughts. It can be just simple. A simple conversation with You, our Heavenly Father. And so this morning, Father, we do have a simple conversation. And as much as we enjoy the gift of life, each and every breath that we breathe, what an amazing gift You've given to us. The emotions, good and bad, that You let us experience. It's all a gift from You. But Father, even in all of the good stuff, we know that bad things do happen in life because we're mortal. We are not finite. We are not infinite. We are finite. We're not infinite beings on this earth. Oh yes, we believe in life everlasting with You. And Father, we look to that. But when we think about today, when we think about this past week, when we think about maybe even the events that we are maybe worried about a little bit that are going to come up this week. You know our thoughts. You know our hearts. And so this morning, Father, we have conversation with You. And for me, some of the conversation would begin with just one simple word, why? Why? You've heard me say that a few times to you this week. And even the people that wrote Scripture for us, that your Holy Spirit spoke to, they asked that why question as well. Why? Why do we experience the bad stuff? We all want to experience, just give me the good stuff. But yet that's not the way life is lived. We share this together. And Father, I thank you for the concluding thought of Scripture is that you are God, you're a sovereign God. And as Priscilla shared earlier, our hope is not in the stuff around us. My hope is found in you. My hope is found in my faith through your Son, Jesus Christ. My hope is experienced by your Holy Spirit speaking to me and guiding me through the whys of each and every day. So, Father, this morning we do lift up Mike and Jennifer to you. Surround them with your Spirit. Give us opportunity to have conversation with them. Give us opportunity to pray with them. To stand with them as they go through this very difficult event of life. But Mike said today is a good day for her, and so we give you praise for the good days. And we pray that there are many ahead for her. And Father, we know that they are resting in you, that they are at peace with you. And Father, they have said to me as the pastor of this congregation, thank you for your prayers and tell people to keep praying. And so we do that today. And Father, for the others of our congregation who are struggling with life, the elements of family are always around us. The elements of health will always be there. The element of friendships and discouragement or disappointment in those that are around us will always be there. But Father, thank you for bringing us back to that point of worship, where we cry out to you and say, thank you, Father. And yes, Father, we would ask you that you would show yourself to us anew and afresh. Thank you for the Scripture that says that you hide us in the cleft of the rock. The song that we sang, other Scriptures that talk of your protecting hand that is upon us, that's covering us. Father, we do give you praise today. Thank you for the gift of life. And you've given that gift to us so that we would share it with those that are around us. Because we do desperately need each other. And so, Father, we give ourselves to you. We give ourselves away today. As your Son, Jesus Christ, gave himself upon the cross for my salvation. And he did that for each and every one of us. Father, that's an example for us here today, that we are to give ourselves away, to hold nothing back for ourselves. So, Father, may we be obedient to your Holy Scriptures this morning in giving ourselves away. Thank you for the elements of communion. And now I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So I say to you this morning, take the bread. Take the bread, remembering the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and eat. Take the bread and eat. And then Jesus took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So take the cup and drink. And in doing so, we agree with Paul's writing that we are proclaiming the Lord's death. We are proclaiming his gift to us. We are proclaiming the acceptance of this new covenant that God has given to us until he comes again. Amen. Amen. I'm going to forego the message for today, and I'll bring it to you next Sunday. But I want you to leave this morning knowing that you're loved, no matter what happens in life. I'm your pastor. More than your pastor, I want to be your friend. We have a couple of retired pastors here, and they understand, and they know. I told you the story that my brother Stan, who was here maybe a month or so ago, when I told him that I was going to pursue pastoral ministry, he said, "Why in the world would you want to listen to people whine and complain all day?" I can't tell you why. Because there are days that it's just heavy. It's heavy to know that people are hurting in life. That there are challenges in your life that are just overbearing. But I want to be here to help you carry them. No matter what it is. I want to be there for you to help you give it back to God. Because he doesn't want us to carry it on our own. He gave us each other. He gave us his son, Jesus Christ. I'll pray for you this week. There is a praise. Marlene is being dismissed from the hospital as soon as we can go get her. Cynthia and I are going to leave right after the service, and we're going to head to Minneapolis. We're going to pick up Marlene and bring her home. And you know what? Talking to her on the phone, she hasn't sounded this good for months. Her spirit, her attitude is just amazing. Amen. So we can pray for her. Pray for her. And the situation in her household needs a lot of prayer. There are others in our community that life is just tough at times, isn't it? But God has given to us the amazing gift of his son to hold on to lean on, to cry out to, and the amazing gift of each other. So thank you for being there for us. And we'll be there for you as well. Let me close in prayer. Father, it's been an amazing week. But yet it's been an amazing week because I know that you're there. That none of us carry this on our own shoulders. Yes, we experience that burden. We experience that, oh, and the whys. But yet, Father, thank you for reminding me that you are always there. You are always there. That I can have conversation with you in the middle of the night. I can have conversation with you in the middle of the day. You're always available. Father, I would pray that you would give each of us strength to face the challenges that come our way this week. May your grace and your mercy be experienced as it's never been experienced in our lives. May we experience joy and peace and not just the superficial whoopee stuff, but give us that deep settled peace that even in the midst of the storm of life, we know that you're there. Thank you for that assurance. Thank you for communion. Thank you for this ritual of the church. But it goes much deeper than that. It has deep spiritual meaning. It's a reminder of what your Son, Jesus Christ, gave for each and every one of us. And the amazing thing that we've received because of that death on the cross, the atonement of my sins, the forgiveness of my sin, life everlasting with you, that's enough. That's the good news for the day. Father, go with us. Make us a blessing today. Give us opportunity to bless somebody. Let us do a random act of kindness for someone today. Just because. Just because you've loved us so, we need to give it away. So, Father, we give you praise today. Thank you for walking with us. Yes, you're in front of us, behind us, to the left and to the right. You surround us with your love. So, Father, we give you praise today. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray and we leave this place in his presence. Amen and amen. Go and be a blessing for somebody today, because there's somebody out there that needs it. Okay?